Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Shady areas in the landscape are often created by trees, but they can also be the result of shadows cast by buildings. Patios and porches are often shaded to make them usable during summer heat. Now, if you want to provide color in these areas, either in beds or in containers, do realize there are lots of wonderful, colorful bedding plants that will bloom their hearts out through the heat of summer with careful selection that you can make now. Planted into beds and in containers, they're really going to brighten up any area where you put them. Now, when you're planting in beds, bed preparation is important. It's a good idea to till the soil. Use a shovel, a spade, or a tiller, and till that soil down about 6 to 8 inches deep. 8 inches is best. Incorporate about 2 to 4 inches of organic matter, like some compost, either homemade or purchased, or you can buy bagged manure. And then a light sprinkling of general-purpose fertilizer, maybe half as much as the manufacturer recommends on the label. And then incorporate that organic matter and fertilizer into the soil of the bed, rake it smooth, put your transplants in, mulch the area, water it in, and sit back and enjoy a wonderful summer-long display of color. Now, there are a variety of plants that you can use for color in shady areas. First off, impatiens have been the premier plant that we've used because of the bright, colorful flowers they produce in such great abundance. Traditional impatiens are easy to take care of. They come in a wide variety of colors, and again, they really have great impact on the landscape. Unfortunately, a new disease called impatiens downy mildew is causing some issues and problems. If you have impatiens that are doing poorly, dropping a lot of leaves, dying on you, it's probably that disease. Now, the New Guinea impatiens are resistant to impatiens downy mildew. So for sunny areas, you can use sunpatiens. Sunpatiens are a type of New Guinea impatient that thrive in sunny areas, but you can also use them in shade. But really a great New Guinea impatient for the shade is the Divine series. It comes in a variety of different colors. So look for those Divine New Guinea impatiens at the nursery, and they're really spectacular, again, in pots or in the ground. Of course, you can't go wrong with caladiums. And where you have the deepest shade, where really, you don't get much direct sun, if any at all, caladiums are probably your best bet in those really heavily shaded areas. You can buy tubers, and that's usually your most economical way to purchase them. And the tubers come right up, plant them about 2 inches deep and about 8 to 12 inches apart. Or you can buy little small growing potted plants. It's more expensive to buy them that way, but you get color right away. And of course, we grow them for their large harp-shaped leaves that are variegated in green, white, pink, rose, and red. They're showy, they're long-lasting, and they're easy to take care of. Terrenias are wonderful for partially shaded areas, and the Kauai series is a Louisiana superplant selection for spring 2014. And this is a great way to introduce lavender, blue, and purple. So many of the shade-loving plants come in rosy reds, pinks, and so forth. The terrenias, or wishbone flowers, are a great way to introduce a little bit more color. Also, I should mention begonias and coleus. Indeed, when you go to your local nursery, your garden center, you're going to find a wide variety of wonderful plants. Just ask the staff there to direct you towards their shade-loving bedding plants. Take good care of them, and they'll provide you with lots of color from the time you plant them here in May all the way until September or October. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.